those that got in error and be added to those that did not get it? Is that just done internally?
That's all done at the collector's office, where they will fund the funds from the entities that received it to the entities that should have received it.
We didn't have to do an abatement and an add-on to help her balancing?
The system does that automatically now, from what I understand.
I thought usually add-ons had to go through back some years ago. We got wrote up for not approving the add-ons through the...
This here's not an add-on.
It'll have to be add-on to those entities that didn't get it.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But I'm sure you guys got it worked out, so the auditors won't get us for... You know what I'm referring to. I'm referring about the auditors when they saying it didn't go through.
The state auditor or the...
Or outside auditor.
Annie Marmarjan? I guess the question is, are you guys going to be is this just the refund? Are you going to be adding them on to or no?
This takes care of everything.
This takes care of everything? And yes. You guys do it internally? The software allows you to do it? Everything?
Yes, sir.
You say everything's good?
From what the collector has told me, yes, it will be good.
Okay.
Labeled Exhibit B, move to approve Exhibit B, dated November 12, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I have to say, I already labeled that B and had it approved. Thought we'd done it.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I thought we had already done it. I had labeled it B and had it approved already.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see. Was this first one was Exhibit A, right?
I didn't label it.
I didn't think so. Okay.
I just read off
the number.
Oh.
All right. I just wanted to make sure I wrote it down.
You did on the personal?
Yeah, I just wrote down that. I just labeled. My motion just gave the abatement number.
Mm-hmm. I don't see anybody here for University of Missouri updates, so we'll move on down to Taney County Insurance discussion.
I hate to say this, but I don't like seeing you this time of year.
Well, there's some people that don't like seeing me any time of the year.
I wouldn't go that far.
If he truly didn't like seeing you, he wouldn't have insurance with you, so he's just teasing you.
Okay,
all
right.
No, I think it's pretty well known. I don't like insurance,
But that's not him.
I don't like insurance people, and I don't like engineers, architects. I really don't like them either.
And you don't like attorneys?
No, I got some of those in my family. I kind of have to like them.
All right, a couple of quick things that just trying to tie up some loose ends. Last time we got together, we put all the insurance products and were voted on those. And so there's just a couple of things that are outstanding, a few of which we need to resolve to be able to go into open enrollment, a couple of which you guys can choose to address today or choose to address them later. So on the agenda would be the flexible spending account. If you remember, we talked about that we'd had some issues. TASC is your current provider. Since we last met, actually, there's been a development with Aflac, who handles your ancillary products. You know, everybody knows what Aflac is. They newly have an FSA option available that is free to the county, which currently you guys are paying $5.68 per participant per month. And then there's a renewal fee that TASC charges, so it's a little over $5,000, $5,019.40 is the estimated for 2019 with TASC. Aflac, if you chose to go with them, would be free. So the drawback if there is one, is number one, this is a fairly new program. I can't tell you that we've had a lot of experience with it or anything else. However, obviously we've had a lot of experience with AFLAC. The other piece is that in some cases, not all, the staff would be asked to provide receipts. Now, in today's world, with all the merchant systems and things like that, the way this program works is there is a debit card, which is also free, but you would be able to charge things at a pharmacy counter that were already basically pre-approved, and then the employee would not be required to provide any other documentation or things. So if it's a, it's an obvious transaction that is a covered item, then the employees wouldn't have to do anything further. If, on the other hand, the card was used at a liquor store or something that was questionable, then they would be required to give receipts. So it's kind of a hybrid in between.
And I'm not trying to give an example. I mean, is at the liquor store, they also sell Advil, so they can use it to buy Advil, and that... So
they could. Okay, I mean, in other words, it's not necessarily that the charge wouldn't be approved, but they'd have to show a receipt to say, hey, it's not an obvious place where the merchant systems actually have pre-approved items already loaded in them. So if you're buying something that is FSA eligible, that's basically in there. So if you're buying Band-Aids, and then they bing, and as long as that system is at the merchant, so if you're at a CVS, a Target, a Walmart, they're likely going to have that system and you're going to be okay. If you're down here at Gary's Guns, Ammo, and Liquor, they're not going to have that system. And there's the thing, right?
I didn't know that, like AFLAC or some, not AFLAC, Advil, I think you said. Mm-hmm. I didn't know back years ago things like that were approved, like you said, Band-Aids and stuff. And I thought they cut that out.
They did. They didn't, then they did, and now they don't again.
Say that one more time real quick.
They used to not approve over the counter, then they went to where they would. Now, currently, they don't.
Okay.
So that's gone all over the place.
Is that all due to the federal government?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
What they approve.
Now, Don, do you have to have a, you don't have to have a prescription for that kind of stuff to get it approved?
If you do have a prescription, but then technically it's not over the counter once you get a prescription, but there are things sold that you can get a prescription for.
You have to have it, and you have to have that prescription, and then go over the counter to buy it for it to be approved.
Correct. But in other words, Advil, no prescription, you can't do it. Advil with a prescription, and of course there's different types and doses and things that they give prescriptions for anyway. If there's a doctor's script, it is eligible. If there's not a doctor's script, it's not.
So do you have to have a doctor's script every time?
Scripts can be written such that it's multiple fills.
Okay.
But it has to be an ongoing and valid prescription.
Okay.
So what's the... I'm just trying to... There would be no reason to go to Guy's...
Gary's
Gal.
Guns, Liquor, and Ammo.
Yeah, the acronym is Gal.
Are you trying to find out where that's at?
Do I?
Are you trying to find out where that's at?
No.
Guns and liquor just don't sound right.
That's a terrible combination.
Yeah, right?
It is.
There would be no... You wouldn't be able to...
No.
I guess if they take your card, they take it, and then whenever you have to show a receipt, okay,
right.
But you shouldn't. You should automatically know. Hey, I need to use this for prescription items only.
That's correct.
Okay, what I'm trying to figure out.
You wouldn't expect that to happen very often. On the other hand, you know, somebody inadvertently pulls out the wrong card, didn't pay any attention, whatever. You know, that kind
and
of
if
thing.
You use it at the doctor's office, then that's automatically. I mean, if they see Cox Health or whatever, they're going to...
You would think most of that, I mean, there's no guarantee. It really just comes down to the coding and how the transaction goes through. But the way the card is supposed to be designed, that is correct.
And they do offer the dependent care as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a dependent.
Did you say this is the first year that AFLAC has kicked it off?
They have in the past had different programs, but this is a new program, yes, this year for AFLAC. The company is actually called Maestro, and they have partnered with them to provide these benefits. Been around a long time. This is not brand new for them. It's just a new program that they've partnered with AFLAC.
Well,
no. On the sheet you gave us, it also says HSA. Is that who we would be... Or is that a separate?
That's a separate thing.
Okay. I guess the question is what does Don want to do? Is that an unfair?
If I were in your seat, that'd be the question I would ask.
What do you want to do? You're the one that has to deal with it. Do you mind coming up? Because I'm assuming you're the one that has to deal with it, right?
Yes. I'm not familiar with the companies, and I don't see any reason not for the county to have the cost advantage of it. It's probably going to be a trial of learning for the employees and for me, but...
I can't, in addition, due to the economical situation of Taney County's coffers, I definitely would have to give Aflac a try. We've been with Aflac and other programs for years, and I've never had any complaints on it at all from anywhere.
So do you need a decision from us today, you said?
That would be appreciated, just because we do need for open enrollment to be able to get all of our ducks in a row, no pun intended.
Do you need it by the formal motion?
Please. What I was about to ask is do they need to, I'm trying to think of how TASC has done in the past, they actually have a, is there something to present to us, or is this, you presented it, now we just need to vote on
that? That's really all the documentation we have. Unfortunately, like I said, we found out about this on Friday, and I wasn't even part of that meeting, to be honest with you. But okay. There'd just be the paperwork to sign. The county, in candidly, is not spending any money here, right? So I would leave it back to you guys as to how you would want can offer this to the staff, whether you need to make a motion or that. I'm not the county expert, but you will be signing a contract to have them provide this service. There just won't be any cost.
When we get the contract, then that's when we'll make the motion to sign. It's my understanding.
That's all I'm trying to get, yeah.
Yeah. So
that would be as long as we have direction from you guys to move forward with it, then I think that's really all we need.
So an open enrollment, they'll be offered it, and then I'm assuming the contract will come before then.
I would assume we should get the contract in the next week.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if we couldn't get it pretty promptly.
I think it makes sense to go with that one. So.
Okay. I'm good with it.
There was a couple of other loose ends in regard to discussions that we had prior. One was the tobacco surcharge potential. And again, I think we talked about not making that part of any 2020 offering, but that we might want to move forward with educating the staff, letting them know that it was coming, that kind of thing. So I would just bring that back up to a level of conversation. We also had a discussion around the health risk assessment, which is currently offered. There's not a whole lot of participation in it. There are many employers that is basically the beginning of a wellness program for the staff, would have the HRA be something that the employees, if they don't choose to participate, would then participate in the premiums for their health insurance in some way. And that varies depending on how you want to structure it. But those are two conversations that we had not finalized. And so I would just bring that back up to the commission for how you want to address those two topics.
Are you wanting decisions made on those before open enrollment, so we just discussed during that time, or are you wanting that, or is it just something we need to start putting out there for the 2021?
It would be nice at open enrollment to be able to convey, you know, what we're doing going forward. It's not necessary or mandatory, but yes, we need to have a communication campaign that we would develop if we are going to make those modifications to the plan.
Then we probably need to have some education on the wellness, not the wellness, but on what education they would be given, how they'd be worked with, and if we had that to explain to them at the time,
okay,
they would know they wasn't going to just be thrown out cold turkey.
Right. Well, then what we could do is put together basically some communication campaigns that we've done with others, mm-hmm. and just bring you examples of some of those things, which would be just talking to the employees. Part of it is having the meetings, and that's why open enrollment